Vladimir.
Yeah, Mishki. Obviously, you don't read very carefully. Otherwise, you would know the situation.
I do read it.
Culminated in the early 90s.
No, I do read, but it doesn't make any sense to me. I read it, and it just confuses the hell out of me.
I don't think you read the right pages, Mishki.
I bet I'll be confused.
Lover.
What?
You seem to know all about the gays and support them, even though you hang out in bars, which are very homophobic. But the Croats, the Serbs, and the Muslims were all at war in the early 90s. Because I'm from there.
How do you feel about gay people?
I think they're very sissy when it comes to the men, and I think they're very tough when it comes to the lesbians.
You're not representative of all the people over there, though, are you?
Mishki, when it comes to tough guys, you don't hang out with the gay men. Maybe the lesbians a little bit, but not the gay men. Do you hang out with gay men, Mishki?
I don't know that many, but if there was a guy who was a friend of mine who was gay, I'd certainly be comfortable hanging out with him.
And you're the reason that America has become very wimpy. How can you support Twins baseball when you know you can't be a baseball player if you're not homophobic?
Come again?
Baseball players are tough guys, and you claim to be a baseball fan. So if you're a baseball fan, how can you support homophobic players? Because a baseball guy would never hang out with a gay guy. Maybe a lesbian, but never a gay guy. Because gay guys are sissies 80% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that, Mishki?
I don't know what to think right now.
Well, say something. You're a professional, I thought.
I don't have much to say to you.
You had depression, right? So you're a friend of the gays, but you were a depressed case. So maybe you're not the best example to support the gays. The gay guys, I should say. Lesbians are a different story.
Where are you from?
I am from Yugoslavia, but I live in Hopkins right now. Hopkins, you know where that is?
Yeah.
You St. Paul native, you. Hopkins is a Minneapolis suburb.
You know what? I don't believe you're from Yugoslavia. You lose your accent periodically.
What did I say that wasn't so Yugoslavian?
I think you're a fraud. I don't think you're legit. I've been trying to figure it out, whether you're doing a bit or whether you're legit. It's been taking me a while. It's an odd call. Threw me a little. Haven't had one like it since I started in this slot. Similar to calls I used to get at night, but those guys were usually hammered. You sound sober. Just a new twist on the old radio caller. Don't know what to make. You think that was a real accent?
The more I listened to it, he was slipping in and out.
He'd slip out of it. So then the question that was popping into my head was, why the accent at all, then, given what he wanted to talk about, which really had nothing to do with Yugoslavia? Why would you bother with the accent if the subject matter was going to be that subject matter? And then the bizarre twists and turns in the logic. But I didn't want to hang up because people fascinate me.